I suppose I just want to thank everybody who nominated me first, Michaela. I didn't know anything about this ward until relatively recently, so my first reaction was to be speechless. But amongst the many people who were instrumental in putting forward this nomination work was Conor White, and also Kilcooney Dolman Centre, the Kilcar Heritage Group, Itis Gael down in Dencolum Kill, James Gallagher and the Kilcooney Archaeology Class, Brian Lacey, and amongst other people. So what I really am is very honoured and grateful that I was put forward for the award and that I was awarded. And I suppose, to coin a phrase, it feels like holding the baton for heritage for one moment at least for 2025. Indeed, from starting out over 40 years ago with regard to my archaeology career, I never thought this moment was going to come. In fact, I never dreamed of it. So it is something that I am totally surprised at, but in a lovely way. And as I say, overwhelmed in the best possible manner.
And how important is the type of work yourself and others do in terms of heritage? How important is that work is carried out in Ireland?
Well, as we all know, we're living in a changing world, and heritage and legacy is so important for every country. But I suppose in Ireland, we have a rich treasure trove of not just monuments, but also places, people, things that link us to the past and bring the past into the present. And it's very much about keeping the past alive through increased awareness and, I suppose, discovering heritage in our hinterland and telling the story and keeping that story very much in the forefront, especially when we are so lucky, even though we're at the edge of Europe, we still have a monumental role, not to use a pun there, in terms of heritage, both cultural, the tangible and the intangible heritage.